That's Barnaby Joyce still holding the prospect of federal intervention over the head of Wilmar, which now stands alone as the only milling company in Australia not to have yet secured an on-supply agreement with Queensland Sugar Limited, the marketer, and therefore unable to offer choice to its growers about who sells their economic share, about two-thirds of the processed sugar. Dominic Nolan is the Chief Executive of the Australian Sugar Milling Council. Mr. Nolan, good afternoon and thanks for being with us on the Queensland Country Hour.
Hi, Charlie. Good to be here.
Barnaby Joyce says it's not a threat, but an open acknowledgement of his intention to move the situation forward if Wilmar appears unwilling or unable to do so. What do you make of his comments there?
Look, the Australian Sugar Milling Council has always maintained that government intervention will have a negative impact for the industry. We maintain that position. I think the challenge that we've got is that there are some on the other side of the debate who, regardless of what's put forward, are quite happy to see government intervention. You need two parties to sort things out, and if both parties aren't willing to sort it out, and one side is quite happy to see government intervention, it can make it quite challenging.
Dominic Nolan, when Wilmar announced nearly 3 years ago now that it would be leaving the industry's long-standing sugar pooling arrangements, could you have ever imagined that we'd be here at the start of the 2017 season, a new crop in the ground, and still no cane supply agreement, still no on-supply agreement, and relations between growers and their miller, in the case of Wilmar at least, arguably at an all-time low?
We did everything possible to try and avoid what we've seen over the last 2 or 3 years. And I think that there is no question that this industry today is in a worse position in terms of the regulatory arrangement and the commercial arrangements that are in place than we were back in 2006 when we took a step forward into deregulation.
We now have a draft determination from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission that was handed down late last year. The submissions to that draft decision ended yesterday. And among other things, it's paved the way for the peak body, Cane Growers Queensland, and its local organisations to bargain collectively across some milling districts. Now, how does that differ to what happens now under the existing legislation?
Look, the mills are not opposed to collective bargaining. We think that there are some obvious benefits associated with collective bargaining, and it allows collective bargaining of cane supply agreements on a region-by-region basis, and we think that's sufficient and that serves the purpose of what's required. One of our great concerns is that it would lead back towards a statewide agreement, back to that one-size-fits-all that sort of regulated approach that we had in the industry prior to deregulation. The ACCC, in their draft determination, and I should emphasise it is only a draft, the ACCC has put a condition in saying specifically that it's not authorising the negotiation of a statewide agreement. However, we think that in that draft determination there is still ambiguity and scope for some to interpret or misinterpret what is actually authorised. I think it's important to note that the ACCC has stated clearly that their authorisation can't force a miller to collectively negotiate an on-supply agreement with QSL and the local cane growers company. And certainly I think that there is scope for ambiguity and misinterpretation as that draft determination is currently put forward.
So, Dominic Nolan, why shouldn't growers have a seat at the table as millers are deciding how their economic share of the sugar is supplied to the marketer?
Look, I think that's a consideration, you know, for commercial negotiations. If growers are not a party to that agreement, then I think it's very much up to the parties that are negotiating that agreement as to, you know, who should or should not have a party at the table. But it would certainly be a strange situation for parties not involved with specific contracts to sit at the table and negotiate those commercial arrangements. What we would expect should be occurring as these very difficult, very complex and very challenging commercial arrangements unfold as a result of the Queensland legislation, is that there will be different arrangements evolve in different areas. And what we are seeking to avoid in opposing the application from cane growers for the statewide exchange of information on agreements is that we don't go back to the one-size-fits-all, that there are competing arrangements between GEI marketers, and that there are a range of different commercial terms that evolve, and that growers and mills work to maximise their own benefit out of that.
Fair enough, but at the core of what the ACCC is grappling with in this inquiry is the contention that mills hold a position of monopoly power. Now, your key argument in response has been that the mills need the growers' cane supply as much as the growers need the mill to crush that cane. But that mutual dependency argument doesn't seem to have been holding weight in the Burdekin, where growers are now talking about a possible sugar strike if they're not able to secure a cane supply agreement from Wilmer.
And I think if anything has been demonstrated over the last number of years, probably over the last decades, is that there is a pretty good balance in terms of market power in these negotiations. These are never straightforward negotiations. These are never one side coming in and saying, this is how it's going to be, full stop, and the other side saying, fair enough, we've got no choice, we're going to have to take it. I think talking about these sorts of extremes, about withholding cane supply, is a very unfortunate tactic to be putting forward. I think that sort of an outcome is hugely detrimental to everybody, to the growers in particular, to the mills, to the local communities that are reliant on sugar industry, on the sugar industry across regional Queensland. I think talk of that kind of an approach is really disappointing, and I don't think it will come to that.
As you pointed out, there are no winners in that scenario, but how much does that reflect the desperation of the growers in that predicament, that they have no collective cane supply agreement through essentially what they would contend is no fault of their own?
There is no question that we are in very challenging times, and I think it is really difficult for the mills involved, and no question it's been difficult for the growers involved. My understanding is that there is progress being made around commercial negotiations. ASMC is not involved and is not party to and is not privy to any of the detail around commercial negotiations between mill companies and their growers. But we would say these things can only be resolved at a regional level between growers and their mills. And our great concern from the outset, and what we strived to achieve from the outset, and we certainly failed in terms of the Queensland legislation, was to keep government intervention out of it.
Sure, and I understand that you're not a party to the negotiations, but you are the Australian Sugar Milling Council. You have one company, one member, not able to work within the parameters of this legislation on its own now, in isolation. Is there any point at which you get involved and try to broker a peace deal or something that seems to have eluded just about every other politician or party that has tried to intervene to this point?
I'd probably say two things on that. Number one, no, there is no role for ASMC to get involved in commercial negotiations. Industry organisations ought not be involved in those commercial negotiations. But I also think it's wrong to say that there's a milling company that can't work within the parameters of the Queensland legislation. There are two parties involved in this negotiation between Wilmar and QSL. Those parties are working hard to come to a commercial agreement. It has cost this industry millions of dollars in terms of negotiating new commercial arrangements. I don't think it has created any greater certainty. It has certainly been a disincentive for investment. Despite that, most of the milling companies have been able to come up with commercial arrangements, none of which are actually in place and in practice as yet. We're waiting for the crush to start this year. And it is no surprise that there are different commercial drivers and different risk issues associated and different business models and a different approach for all of our milling companies. I would also emphasise that all of the mill companies are opposed to the legislation. They were when it was passed, they still are, but all of them want to get beyond the current challenges that we've had and get on with the business of buying sugarcane, crushing it, making sugar, and selling it, and get on with business.
Well, that's fair enough. You're absolutely correct. All of them do want to get on with business, but only one of them, Dominic Nolan, has been unable to secure a cane supply agreement with its growers.
And the only issue that is outstanding there is negotiation of commercial arrangements in terms of the ongoing discussions with QSL. And it takes two parties to agree. So we are hopeful those two parties can come to an agreement, and that's in the hands of those two parties.
Well, on that, at least we will have to agree. Dominic Nolan from the Australian Sugar Milling Council, thanks for speaking with us on the Country Hour today.
Thank you, Charlie.